Good morning. You have been selected to join a top secret program. From now on, your name is Elizabeth Dondachi. You no longer work at whatever, Grubhub.
You work for us now, bitch.
You have
and
been
for
recruited.
The next hour, you will have to listen to us talk about the concept of time and out and different minutes. Are
and
you out, ready?
Yeah.
Do you accept?
Throw ass if you accept. Oh shit. Elizabeth Dondachi, I've been waiting for you. My queen. I made
come
you meatball marinara.
Yeah, come in, step into my office. Glad you joined the team.
Whoa.
And in this reality
accent.
It's like a binaural ASMR thing where I'm also cutting your hair. Sit in my chair. Step, 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 step. Would you like a smoothie?
Some a smoothie with me? You want to split a smoothie with me?
Throw ass. Throw ass again.
Throw ass if you would like a smoothie.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Wow.
I'm having blue spirulina. What the fuck is that?
I don't think one time in this whole podcast we've done that type of accent.
That was wild.
That one's tricky and it upsets me when I hear it often.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it's always fake. It's always completely. No one ever talks like that.
It's not real anymore.
Here's the issue. Then I go out into Long Island I run into these Long Islanders or Manhattanites in the city and I hear them and I think like, why are you talking like that? Why are you talking like that?
Mm-hmm.
You sound like a damn ass rock.
Have you ever been tempted to pick up the Brooklyn, New York accent?
It would be the most unnatural thing on the planet to be like,
the fuck you talking about?
Marinara.
They have a food truck on set for the mornings for breakfast. And for the first time, I said, let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese. To the guy. I usually just do omelets or whatever, oatmeal.
Did he start crying?
Yo, Ock. He said, I've been waiting for those words. No one here on the West Coast knows about what that fucking shit is. Bacon, egg, and cheesies. Yeah, I had that shit.
Cheesies. Come on, man.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Extra sriracha. Extra mayo. Extra cheese.
What is it like?
Brown wheat bread.
What's the LA version of that? Yo, good morning. Hey, good morning, Ock. Good morning, Ock. Can I get avocado toast, but can you scoop it out and make honey?
And could you chew up some spirulina and spit that shit on my fucking in my mouth as well?
Yeah, then could you go down on me real slow?
And then let me return the favor extra fast. It's only gonna take about 10 seconds with the way my mouth is fucking made.
Yeah. All right, this is naughty.
All right,
behavior.
Enough, bro.
This is so stupid.
I'm going to talk about hours.
Hours.
Yes, Jesus.
Austin hours. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock,
doesn't
and more.
Know the
shaking because I forgot.
You don't know the time song?
5 o'clock.
Oh yeah!
Did you ever do a phase? I could see Eric having had this phase. Did you ever use military time?
Oh, you mean, bro? Let's hit the Equinox coffee bar to talk business at 14 o'clock.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm free around 1300 if you're got time around there.
Yes, let me check. That is the most 20 o'clock I can do.
20 o'clock. Do they do that shit? Where do they do that?
The military.
Wait, yeah. How do you say 20?
20.
Because 0200.
Like, isn't it like, you say like 0200 or something like that? Like that's how they
say 0200.
They don't say like 20 o'clock. Like you see how whack that
maybe
sounds?
Not in where you 4,
16
go.
O'clock? They're 16, like 0600.
16 o'clock right now.
1630.
1600. 1800.
18, 20,000.
Dude, numbers are amazing.
I'm so sad that if I could spend my whole life telling people my phone number, I would. But here's all I got to say. Can I explain it? I won't say it, but can I explain it?
Yeah. Explain your phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's three digits. Okay. That's the area code. Then it's four basically of the same digit. And then it's the three same area code digits.
This is your phone number?
Basically.
I feel like mentalist could, if there are any mentalists watching right now, you're about to get
571.
Eric! Dude, you just gave away so many of the numbers, bro. Now they only have to know the four. It's such a small amount of numbers it could be after that.
No, there's enough to where it's crazy. That would be a crazy feast.
But now they know the first three and the last three numbers, and then there's only two numbers left.
Well,
it's okay. If you get my number and you call phones. Me, you're my friend. Yeah.
You, sir? What's your favorite hour? Best hour of the day?
Just like going out to eat.
Getting dinner.
Going out to eat.
So it's not 7 a.m.?
Ooh.
Mm-mm. I would say the worst one. Can I go worst hour?
Mm-hmm.
4 a.m.
Yeah, that's a dark. Well, you know, the witching hour right before that at 3.
Fuck.
Yeah, those are
kind of down
fucked up hours.
Because if you're up at 3, you're either like partying.
Uh-huh.
But 4 is four is like it's too late. Like you shouldn't even
be
alive right now. You should be passed out. Something wrong is happening in your life if you're up at 4 a.m.
Unless you're doing
the night shift at a toll booth
at BJ's.
Yeah.
Toll booth. Yeah.
Well, what about 6:50?
Which one?
And it's and you're coming up coming out of the fucking the
ice plunge.
The A train. You know what I'm saying? You went from Brooklyn to Manhattan, and it's a June morning in Manhattan. Walking up, you're about to go get an iced coffee. Mm-hmm. Sun's coming out. Music's in the ears. Life is good. You're not hungover. Thank God.
That's an hour of envy to me.
Yeah.
I envy people who have that hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to be doing more things in our lives that start at that time. Nate and I sometimes go to the gym at that time, if you can imagine that, Jack.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
If you can get that through your thick skull.
It's not that thick.
I bet I have the thickest one.
The thickest penis?
Yo. Skull, man.
Right. Do you know about the Buramatama or... I'm definitely fucking that up. It's the Brahma. Let me look this up.
Barometer?
No. It's like an Indian.
You know, Nate's trying to say like tomato right now. You know about tomato?
You ever heard about this type of nightshade? What is it?
What is it? No. 5 a.m. It's called the creator's time. It's a hour
what is it?
And a half Six. Before sunrise.
Oh.
And it is an ancient. Let me see. What is it called?
An hour and a half before sunrise.
I think this is when Toni Morrison liked to wake up and write her amazing works.
Yep.
That's what I heard.
Oh, here's it. The Brahma Muharta. Brahma Muharta, now you guys.
Brahma Muharta.
Brahma Muharta, yep.
It's and that's when it's
a sacred period. A sacred period occurring between 3:30 a.m. and 5:30 a.m.
Brahma Muharta. Fuck.
Can I tell you something about the Brahma Muharta, dude? Or sorry, go ahead.
Please. Well, this is the most auspicious time for creativity, learning, and self-improvement as the mind is calm and the environment holds high energy.
Bro, that is an auspicious time period of the day.
Can I get a definer on auspicious, please?
Auspicious, man. Auspicious is like suspiciously awesome. Let's get you awesome.
The Merriam Webster. Conducive to success. Conducive to success. That makes sense.
That's what words should be like, bro. Conducive to success. Ah, interesting. Well, let me tell you this. These hours of whatever they're called.
Yeah.
I've had to do some deep research on them due to working at Saturday Night Live. And I see there are phases where you're able to enter different streams of creativity.
Oh, yeah.
It's like noon to 6 p.m. No one's getting a fucking lick of work done.
There's nothing happening then.
Not even possible.
Nah.
That is, you might as well just work on a beat.
10:30 a.m.
Whoa. Yeah, that's good. But then from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., there's like some pretty good opportunities for work. Blah, blah, blah. Let me skip to the good shit. 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. This is usually when people are either like closing in on a script and being done with it, or starting something new that is going to ruin your entire week. And I think mostly I'm noticing horrible decisions and bad ideas.
Nothing can happen then.
Nothing.
No.
That is the sinner's highway. When you're writing at 3 to 5 a.m. is the highway of sin.
Once I take over SNL UK, which is going to be happening shortly when they realize that they should have chosen me from the start.
Right.
We're working from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and we're getting lunch delivered at about noon, and we're getting a barista. The show's
fully gourmet barista, improvised up in there. Harold.
I do think that. I don't know. My brain doesn't have that much juice to go all day.
The system is perfect, SNL. I don't want to hear anything about it. There's no other way to do it. It's not possible.
If you put a pool in some of these writers' rooms and like a hot tub and a sauna and shit, cold plunge, put everyone in there for 2 hours and see what
happens.
People
are so mad about the quality of content, you know?
I know.
Like there's no good shows, there's nothing. Maybe that's because there's not a fucking jacuzzi on the lot.
Well, here's how it happens. If you're a writer, yeah, you get to go in the water and do all the shit and just spit. But so you're having a good time drinking juice. The writer's assistants are all sat in different chairs, fully clothed around the side of the pool, listening, typing away, taking the ideas, putting them on.
And the showrunner's in kind of a lifeguard sort of tower.
The showrunner's on like an inversion table.
You know. On a dive board.
Yeah. So what's the worst thing that has ever happened to you guys, and what hour did that occur at?
Interesting.
I think the worst news of my life that I've ever gotten, it was about 6:30 p.m. Sun was just setting.
Donald Trump had just gotten the electoral votes to win the election in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, man. That's when I knew the world would never be the same way fucking again.
Worst news of my life? Yeah, probably. That goes all over the map, but usually probably majority at night. Yeah.
We got to talk about
because you could wake up to some bad news. Yeah,
that's pretty rare.
Right.
Come on, no.
But to get a bad piece of news that just happened that morning that comes in at like 9 a.m. That's rare.
When did 9/11 happen?
Last year.
What was the hour?
That, bro, early morning. I stand corrected. That was early morning.
Early morning. The nice thing about something life-changingly horrible happening at night is like the next day ain't too far away. But when some shit goes down at 6 a.m., mm-hmm. Oh,
you get the whole day.
Good luck turning up at Planet Fitness with that on your mind. Oh, my God. Yeah.
A And let me just say, when I said beautiful day about 9/11, I meant the sky was, you know, the weather.
No, you said what you said. You said what you said.
Weather was amazing.
Oh, you're one of those Hassan Piker guys.
I'm the opposite, man.
Oh, you're Piker Hassan?
I keep getting compared to him, yeah, but I'm trying to just be like, nah.
I think I scared my cat.
Jack, CPAP update.
I've been sick and my nose is stuffy, and so I haven't been using it.
How long are these excuses going to carry on for, man?
Until,
you're like a CPAP drill sergeant.
I feel like you guys have doled out about fucking 40 tons of tough love on me throughout my life. I don't think I've ever doled out a fucking teaspoon on you guys. So get ready. Get ready.
You're changing.
Short skirt. Hi.
What would you guys do if you saw me fucking angry for the first time?
Dude, I would tell them, like, fear? please just like try and make the meal again. I'll pay for two of them.
the poke bowl is not up to my standards.
The edamame is unsalted.
Oh god, I'm having such crazy deja vu.
Oh,
I was having deja vu last night at 3 a.m. at the witching hour. I was watching TikTok. Boom, video of a dirt biker. Boom, video of two balls bouncing around a little orb to music. Seen that before. Boom, video of a cruise review. And I was like, I could tell what was coming next. I had seen it all before. So what's happening?
I think it means God is mad at you.
Fucking shit.
He's forcing you to relive the cycle.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
You have karmic lessons to learn.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not done with you yet. Back into a human body.
Oh, God, please, God, why?
Have you guys been watching Clavicular?
Of course. That's why I'm just being nice to a young boy. Do you see that?
Wait, was this like his... This is a dark... I don't know if this is real, but there was a video on Twitter of his like biggest subscriber. Did you see this video?
I don't know. This is like a younger guy who was like, can I show you my room?
Oh,
and he
was
like,
well,
we're kind of doing looks maxing questions right now. But and then the poor kid looked so sad that he was like, all right, you can show me. And then he turns his laptop around and it's just like a pretty regular room. And he goes like, nice, man. That's awesome. And people are like, Clavicular is being so nice to this kid. He's like, he loves him.
My name is Clavicular.
He's such a little fucking shit, dude. He's a little piece of shit. You see him get smacked? Some chick smacked him in the face.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and he narked on her, man.
And then he called the police and was going to sue her.
I have never called the police in my whole life. Except for my brother called the police one time when I pretended to be dead while we were hanging out one time.
And he called
and
them.
They did come
beep,
out
beep, beep,
of,
beep. Hey, come get this dude.
Well, they're like, he was like, because I just like wouldn't wake up. This is pretty evil, bro.
That's older brother behavior.
Yeah, but then the cop came to the house.
So you were a little, did you do a lot of pranks? Were you a prankster?
Yeah, I did a few. Well, listen, we're really close now, okay?
But you have damaged him, you know, permanently.
The worst thing I ever did was I put gel in his, that's too mean to say. I told him that. I told him.
You keep on saying, nah, I'm not going to say it. And then you keep going with the story.
Well, because it's pathetic. He could come out here and say it, and we made up. I was maybe like 12 when this happened.
You guys are brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I put Gorilla Glue up in his hair because he wanted his hair gelled like mine. And I put Gorilla Glue up in there. That's a jackass style.
You didn't want to put just hook him up with the LA looks?
No, I put... Yeah, I did have LA looks, yeah.
Oh, you better.
I remember liking the smell of hair gel. Like that was like my cologne. When I would go out to Marcus Cinema,
slathered up
at like on a Friday when we were going out to the movies, and like some girls would come, and I would be like lathering up the gel because I was like, damn, this smells so good. And I was probably like reeking of fucking hair gel, but I was like, dude, this is like gonna like up my game, you know? Like the girls are gonna like this.
What's up, Clarissa? How are you? Kaylee, how you doing? Man, I remember because my mom was like allergic to perfume, so I couldn't wear Axe, but I would take like, the only thing I could do get was this like lightly scented like Dove for men. And I would just like go crazy to try to get some deodorant cologne up in there.
The smells of teenage boys. Just delicious. Not right. Well,
not delicious.
Delicious, bro. Yo, pause, Jack.
Yo, pause. Good shit.
Hey, Jack, what did you smell like when you were about 16?
I smelled like... 16, did you say?
Yeah.
16, that's pretty old. Probably, I think I was beyond like crazy spraying by then. I feel like right. I was just Old Spice.
Oh, shit, Old Spice.
Some Right Guard. Sorry.
Damn.
Not that fun.
Those old deodorants have to be fucking, you know, I hate to say it, but cancer causing. But by the way, so it's all cologne and perfume, I think, is like really bad for you.
Carcinogenic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
Fuck.
Well, I have a new scent.
Holy shit. What
I think
is
it's
it?
One that Dan Sloan wears called Sloan? Forest Lungs.
Oh.
Forest Lungs. What's the brand? Fucking,
sounds like a
it's
disease.
Like new. N-U-E. New
Forest Lungs.
It smells
what's
fucking.
What's the scent profile?
I mean, it's in a green. It smells just fucking rich.
Oh, the bottle
green.
Looks fucking sick.
Yeah, yeah. It smells fucking like a forest. Forest's lungs, if I could put it that way.
A tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this bottle looks crazy.
It smells like all a sexy tree.
Forest Lung. What's up? That's all Forest Lung.
Forest Lung. Nate, first what scent milk, you got right now?
They got a. I'm looking at thenewco.com. You know what?
Hook yourself up while you're on. While you're doing whatever you're doing, Nate.
Buy something.
You know what I'm saying? Get a new scent.
Do something. We should be, do something for myself. Finally.
Yeah. Finally, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know you can lock in memory by associating it with a scent.
Oh, bro. Imagine your nose is pressed up against a trampoline right now. Go. Yeah, smelled that.
Ugh.
What about an amazing moment, though? You're like, I want to remember
like trampoline
this.
Smell like
and
feet.
Then you like kind of snort something, you know, some smelling salt or
going
something.
Going on stage at the Oscars. Thank you so much. I just wanted to do this. And then pulling out like a hot dog and smelling it a bunch.
Yeah, I just want to remember this.
Every time I eat a hot dog, I want to remember what this was like.
Man. Yeah, so, I mean, I missed the last episode, but I lost pretty bad on my Oscar bets. But
oh, that was, dude. Pathetic.
Listen, I was.
You
should have
listened to me. I warned you.
I know, but I was doing it to just have a little fun and take a risk. Some of those I just even knew they weren't going to win, but I thought, what if, man? Imagine the high I'll feel,
dude. It's not.
Were
cool
you like disappointed when you? Were you like disappointed when you lost?
Kind of had actually forgotten who I had was betting for. While I was watching,
so you got
it.
To enjoy the Oscars. Mm-hmm.
Nah,
that's good.
Joy Tactics.
Joy Tactics.
Joy Tactics Productions.
Joy Tactics back, coming back at it once again with the 171st podcast episode.
Is that true?
Damn.
How many have we done? I mean, we've technically done about 300. What, 300?
Fuck.
300. Nate.
Is that fucking right?
No,
plus the Patreon episodes?
I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
It's not worth it. It's not. I don't know. So, back to ours. Here's what I'm noticing, yo. An hour. Uh-huh. Is it a long time? Is it a short time?
Well, right. That's the interesting thing about time, isn't it? And I think if that genius Albert Einstein could come back and talk to us about it, he might introduce us to a concept called relativity.
That's nice, Eric.
Okay.
So an hour while you're being, you know, being tortured in a Vietnamese prison, whatever, in Vietnam War, that's going to be a lot longer, feel like a lot longer than an hour, whatever, listening to Joy Tactics, right? While drunk.
So, hey,
what about being tortured while listening to Joy Tactics?
That might put you right in the middle and cancel it
neutral,
all out.
Neutralize.
Yeah, that would feel a perfect amount of time.
Yeah.
You would be experiencing true time at the speed of time. Yo, that's what I want to bring up actually now. This is a new theorem. What is like, so in terms of relativity, fuck, this is going to be hard. There are things that make an hour feel slow. There are things that make an hour feel long. What is the activity that is the speed of true time?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How can you be doing that?
Great question.
Is it
eating
a sandwich?
No.
How interesting. No, because that's going to be hyperspeed.
Somehow I feel like going like 20 miles above the speed limit feels like this is how time should be going. It should be progressing. If you're going 50 in a 30, you know, that feels about right.
50 Interesting. In a 30. 50
or 90 in a 70.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like watching a certain episode of TV, hour long episode of TV. That's not too good and it's not too bad. It's just right in the middle. You're just perfectly, you know, like watching an episode of Weeds.
How peculiar. Right,
okay.
Remember Weeds?
Yeah.
I never got into Weeds.
Kevin Nealon. Oh, big mistake.
I never got into the Weeds.
That show kind of fell by the wayside.
It was Kevin Nealon. When are
you going on hiking? Yeah, when are you going on hiking with Kevin Nealon?
I mean, he's trying to nail me down, but... Wow.
I heard he likes to do like crazy shit after they finish filming that.
Oh, you mean
like
psychedelically?
Like sexual.
Sexually psychedelic. Adventures bushes, with Kevin Nealon. Wow.
This is going to happen. Great episode. That was an awesome hike. I'm going to do some acid and you're going to fucking give me a fucking head. David Spade.
David Spade, come out of the bushes. Okay, I have three names to tell you guys. Three names in a row. I'm going to say them in quick succession. To tell me the first thought that comes to mind. Mary Louise Parker.
Vampire.
Eugenicist. I can't. Yeah, we can't say the other word, but wow. Mary Louise Parker.
Who is that?
Sorry. I'm sick. I've been sick. I'm sorry about that.
No, I mean, I've done my fair share of coughing. I can't say shit. What are you going to do with your day? So, Jack, why don't you download Marathon?
What if I told you I already did?
Did you?
Nah, I'm sorry.
Nate, what, can you download Marathon?
No, I'm without a gaming system at the
moment. Didn't bring the Steam Deck?
No, I didn't want to be distracted.
Oh, my God. See, I've done that before where I say, I don't want to be distracted. I can't fucking let myself loose on that thing. And then I'm on, the Bachelorette drama fallout TikTok for four hours.
Crazy. Sorry, man, that your season didn't get to air. You're one of the first voted off, right? It's okay, you got voted off. You didn't. When you got out of the limo, she was like, "Put him back in."
Put him back. No, I had a shooting scheduling conflict. Yeah, nah. God, I think if can you imagine that fucking walk up to the Bachelorette though? I would be shitting myself.
And then you got to say something like funny about yourself. What do you do for a living?
Well, you have to come up with like a gag.
Yeah, or like a pickup line.
Be like, hey, I got you this 16 and a half pounds of chains because we're going to be linked up.
For 16 and a half years. And then, yeah.
The reason my head is shaved is because I work with sick children. Hello, my name is Matthias.
What is it? Pius?
I said Matthias, but I like Pius.
See, I'm having deja vu again, man. I feel like we've already just said this exact exchange.
Well, Eric, this is what
the that is bad. If you're having multiple, you remember that's the Matrix, right?
In the Matrix, that means Mr. Smith is nearby, bro.
He's about to fucking... What is he
doing? If Mr. Smith pulled up on me and I didn't have my girl Trinity with me, I would lay down and say, kill me. I would lay down face down and say, shoot me up.
You don't want to be face up?
No, I don't want to see it.
You'd be planking?
Planking.
Shut up. Oh, brother.
Mr. Smith.
What were we even talking about? It was so funny.
Bachelorette.
Oh, man,
we've been having funny conversations lately. That's what I love about this shit.
Yeah, a lot of those. All sorts of them. bro. Nate.
Dude.
Will you fucking talk about how funny it was when you when you said turn it off?
That was cracking me up.
Did you hit a limit? Like, were you kind of like something? I felt like it quickly enraged you.
Because there was two. Remember when I asked? I was like, "There's two going on at the same time," and I thought Jack had put the song.
For anyone who
well.
Missed this,
yeah,
we're listening to an amazing song. Nate didn't realize he was playing the song independently on his own computer while Eric played it into his microphone on his phone. Yeah.
And it was like maybe like 40 seconds or 30 seconds after you had stopped it. And I was kind of like bobbing around. I was like, okay, like Eric really wants to, you know, play this song
play this
out.
Whole thing.
And then I was like, turn it off. That's fucking insane. Like, turn it off. You know, like it did.
Turn it off.
I did snap. Turn it off.
That was incredible.
That was amazing. An amazing moment.
What are our bucket list items for the summer?
Do you have a legal pad with all these questions on it? What hour did you have
fucked
the
up from the night
of your
before?
Life
and- these guys think I put no effort. Everyone says that I do the least. Well, then why do I come prepared with questions that I wrote at the witching hour? Summer bucket list items, favorite minute. Of the day.
Favorite
minute of the day. Wow. 2:11 p.m.
Oh, whoa.
Pretty good.
I mean, I like looking at 2:11 on the clock. No, I don't like 2 o'clock. What are you talking about? The afternoons in L.A. suck, bro.
Why is that?
In the winter, not so much, but when the summer comes and it's afternoon,
hell
it's like
nah.
Roasting. Go outside, let you feel like a fried egg on the cement. It's not human. We shouldn't be here, I feel.
On the West Coast?
Mm. Well,
you know
at least
what
in
to
this
do.
Fucking desert.
Everybody's moving back to New York. It's
Who?
Fucking crazy. Everybody is.
Name one.
It's too many to name
Harry Styles?
One. Don't make me call out one.
Harrison Styles?
Harrison Styles, my new best friend, by the way.
How many of these celebrities that I've hosted have followed you on Instagram?
A lot, man. A lot. I'm like, this shit is changing my life positively, bro. I'm really awesome about it.
God. I know your ass is fucking the on day one. You're following them, and then every story they have, you're liking them and like reacting to.
Trying
all
so hard, please pick my sketch, please. It didn't make it to table read, but it was really funny. I swear.
Bucket list for the summer. Great question.
Get a haircut.
You should buzz, Jack.
I would love a summer buzz.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
When's the last time you buzzed that? Oh, dude. I mean, I was looking through photos the other day and I saw pictures of you from 2018.
I couldn't have liked that.
We just all looked so different. All of us.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
Nate, are you going to buzz this summer?
Sure. Yeah. I'll get a goatee.
We should all go get our haircut all at the same time.
Yo, should we do cholo month?
Jack and I did that one time. Remember when we did that last year?
What did we do?
We went to your salon, your haircuttery. We got our haircuts at the same time.
My memory is fading quickly.
You don't remember this? This is
last
when we
summer?
Went, and right before we shot, after we shot that music video. That
afterwards?
That didn't come out.
We got haircuts?
Yeah. We went to your bar. Your girl hooked
up
for
yes,
me.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You. They treated you right, man.
They trimmed my ass up.
They made you look like you were about to go do that contact yoga with a female at the beach.
I don't know about that style of yoga, but I mean, I'm intrigued.
You know, it's like, it's not yoga. It's like, I don't know how to describe it.
Maybe this is the summer we get into slacklining.
Slacklining?
Slacklining? What the fuck?
Let me fucking put everything in my life on pause, go out to Prospect Park and start slacklining.
Bruh, slackline? Get a couple books. Bring 14 books with you.
Mm-hmm.
What is slacklining?
Tank top.
Right. What is slacklining, Nate? Nathan. You don't know this? You know what this is.
You're doing it right now, basically, looking at you. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Slack.
Is it with climbing?
No, it's like...
It's kind of the same people that do climbing.
Yeah, how do you describe it? You know, people at the park, there's like that little like seatbelt looking thing? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like what that one guy's doing in Neighbors, remember? He like puts it up in his yard. And he's like sitting on it.
I bet that shit feels good. I hate to say it.
Slacklining.
That seems like an it's people that are into Rubik's cubes. You know what I'm saying?
The physical Rubik's cube.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rubin's cube.
Rubin's cube.
I need help.
Rubin's cube.
Slacklining.
Imagine if this was a podcasting competition, right? And there's like we're doing it live. And there's like
we need to start
Simon Cowell type person watching this.
It's really easy to imagine.
This
people
is a reality show. We have to do this.
People are just like shaking their
America's
heads.
America's next greatest podcaster.
America, Got Talent for podcasting.
That is the best idea I've ever heard in my life. And you have people come up 5 minutes, three guys come out, and they just
no, you gotta give them an hour.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta give. You have to give them a full hour to cook.
Dude, we have to do that. That is the funniest.
We would
thing
get
ever.
The red X from Simon Cowell so fast.
We'd get the red dot from his
Lionel Richie might be intrigued.
I actually like that. I actually like that.
That was interesting. I didn't see where you're going, and it's a different style, but I kind of like what you guys are
up to. You know
what's
funny? Yeah. You know what's funny? That really reminded me of some of the greats.
Yeah. Katy Perry's like eyes rolled back in her head.
Hi, Birdie. Oh, God. She's pissed.
America's next great podcaster. God, what an amazing concept.
Tyra Banks, please come back to us. Tyra Banks, please come back to us now.
Did you see Chuck Norris is dead?
No.
Passed
you mean
away.
Dead is Chuck Norris? Or whatever.
Dead
you
is,
know how they used to do those type of jokes?
Chuck Norris killed like death. Yoda? I don't know.
Well, it's like Chuck Norris is like them. That was like the one meme of the 2000s.
I know. He was like the original fucking meme pretty much. Yeah, he's dead, yeah. Right? Am I making this up? I think I saw it. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. He's dead at 85, and that still somehow feels young for him because he had so much vigor. But I do think he fell into the MAGA ways, which made me upset with him towards the end. But you can't deny the power of Walker, Texas Ranger. Can you,
right,
Nate?
Right. No, no. So his thing was he was a cop who also did martial arts. He was like a sheriff.
Now, Walker, Texas Ranger? Yeah.
What an amazing combination.
I remember seeing that on like UPN or what. Oh, wow. I'm looking at the picture of Walker, Texas Ranger. Looking good. What do you think Chuck Norris's body count was?
Like how many people has he had sex with?
Yeah. You think it's over 100?
I bet you. Damn.
Well, I think we're echoing. Someone tells me it was like three. Of Jack's headphones.
Great. Great. Jack, hello.
Hey, man. Hey, dude. I think we were echoing, man. Great, man. Thanks, man. Corduroy. Okay. Question.
Damn, Jack. I've been looking for
what do you think
corduroy.
Chuck Norris's body count was?
I don't know. I get the impression that his just one.
That's his what wife. I said. I think he's had like two.
He's got too much honor.
You for real?
He's too loyal. Yeah.
You know what his partner's name was? Ranger James Trevette. Oh no, that's the partner in Walker, Texas Ranger.
Ranger James Trevette?
Ranger James Trevette was his partner on the show Walker, Texas Ranger. I'm trying to figure out who
you
Chuck
Googled
Norris's
his
wife
partner?
Was. Chuck Norris.
Why are you so nosy, man? Just let him live.
Well, he can't anymore.
He's fucking dead, huh?
He's dead.
He's gone.
Ah, shit.
Okay, he was with Diane Holchek. Holchek.
Diane Holchek. All right.
Until 1989. Damn, they got married in 1958.
Whoa.
Damn.
Damn.
Pause.
And then he's been with Gina O'Kelly since 1998. That's an age gap relationship, man. So that's the final straw that I need to put Chuck Norris away in my mind, man. He's 85 and his widow is 62. Ooh. Something's not right there.
Uh-oh. Where there's smoke, there's fire, bro. I'm not saying he got killed, but I'm just saying nobody dies for no reason. So what was Chuck really up to?
Charlie Kirk.
We are Charlie Kirk. Shouldn't we be doing it like this, yo?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Damn, you look right on a DV cam.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I still like it.
Rap world. You have an artistic eye just so naturally. And thanks, I mean Eric. That. And I mean
thank
that.
You. Thank you, Eric.
Nate, can I ask you, have you decorated the place at all? The extended stay? I don't think we've gotten a room tour yet. I see a fridge, a microwave, a sink. Dang.
White walls. No, I haven't. I did think about it. I saw a Charlie Chaplin picture, large framed picture in a Goodwill nearby. And I was like, should I get this?
And
put it up just to inspire me?
You know what's funny? I bet there's an amount of motherfucking art you could put on the wall that they might not notice.
Oh, yeah. This Banksy. Is probably just from another person.
That
Banksy.
Oh, yeah, on Charlie Chaplin.
What is that art?
He's going to haunt you. This one over here? I think it's like some flowers. It's an autumn leaf blurred out.
You don't just look at amazing that for about 5 minutes before you leave every morning?
Pray to it.
Well, real quick, just on Charlie Chaplin. This is going to blow your mind. Charlie Chaplin. I had recurring nightmares about Charlie Chaplin as a child. Okay? Had I ever seen a Charlie Chaplin silent film? No. Didn't even know who he was. I was born on October 27th. When did Charlie Chaplin die?
October
25th.
27th. No. Oh. Damn.
So do you think that I'm the reincarnation of Charlie Chaplin? That's what I'm saying.
Wait, when did he die the year you were born?
No, that would be like impossible. But I think it might have been impossible. Like
you weren't born. No. Charlie Chaplin died on December 25th, 1977.
Wait. Hold up.
As we go on.
Hold up. Wait. There's something going. Wait. He was born 1889. But just take away the birthday. 1889. When was I born? 1989. That was it.
But totally different.
It's the same thing. It's even more powerful. It's a year, dude. It's even the coincidence is even greater.
So he was in limbo for 12 years.
Until the centennial came back around.
Yeah. It's the centennial. Wow. He booted up in my body.
I think that Charlie Chaplin was a dog.
Spiritually aligned? Because I'm paying for the sins of my past life.
Your hypersexuality is making more sense.
Yeah, I think he had like 40 wives or something like that, and they were all like hella young.
How many? What do you think? Okay, Charlie, if I type in Charlie Chaplin's body count, what do you think it's going to say?
Type in how many chicks did Charlie Chaplin crack?
Crack.
Damn. No body count in terms of. Okay. Oh, fuck this AI. Okay. How many women did Charlie Chaplin get with? Let's see. Yeah, don't talk.
I'm looking on Wikipedia right now. Let's see if I can. God, he's got a crazy Wikipedia.
2,000.
What do you say?
2,000.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think you're not. Maybe you're not opening your ears a little bit. 2,000 women.
Charlie Chaplin was with 2,000 women.
Charlie Chaplin was like the first like celebrity, like basically, like I like. Global celebrity.
Okay, let me just put this let me lay this down. He married Mildred Harris in 1918 when he was 29 and she was 16. Boom, you're done in my book. Then he married Lita Gray in 1924 and she was 16. Boom, you're done, bro. You're done.
Wow, back-to-back pedophilia.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Chaplin, one of the most talented aforementioned pedophiles of the United States entertainment.
What?
Industry? Damn, it's crazy to be looking at people who were born in the 20s.
This guy, I'm looking at his face and I'm now thinking about his crimes and I'm seeing evil in him.
Could I look to him? His name is Charlie Chaplin. Charlie
Chaplin. Look to him now and see what you find.
Of course I know who he is.
Look to him.
What did he actually
look to him
like?
Now.
I'm looking at him and he looks like Benny Safdie.
Can I look to him?
Well, he's got that Hitler mustache too.
Hitler was a swagger jacker, turns out.
Yeah.
Dude, can you imagine if the next Hitler came around and he was dressed like fucking Kenny Powers? No.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's got Jerry curls, a goatee, and just wears like baseball uniforms all the time. And he's like slaying.
Evil incarnate. Yeah.
Like doing genocide.
Wow.
Well, you know, there was a comedian who did that first. Oh, interesting.
Could be.
Yeah, this guy's devious.
Man.
I wish we had more photos from throughout time.
Do you think silent film could come back?
No, I think that one's going the way of ballet and the opera.
Oh. Watch it.
Don't come for me. Don't come for me.
I feel bad. We should do a prayer for Timmy. Timothy Chalamet.
We should write a fucking opera about his ass.
Timothy Chalamet, hear us now. Hear our cheer. Hear what we say. This is a stumble. It's not a fall. You will get back up. You will fight again. You will win best actor. You will be in a best picture. You will continue to. You will marry Kylie and you will have children with her. And you will be faithful. And you will not be led astray. And you won't be even tempted. And you will keep your body right. Keep your instruments sharp. And you will fucking not lose your hair. You will take do whatever surgery it takes to stay young and look fucking fresh for the rest of your life. Timothy Chalamet. Go with God.
Wow.
That's off the dome, too. Yeah. So it's certainly there's a Holy Spirit moving me to say that.
You've been rehearsing right? that for weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, like, I don't want to just like to call you out as a friend. Like, we've seen the Google Doc.
You were texting us all week. What do you think of my Timothy Chalamet prayer?
Yeah, you guys like that, right?
Timothy okay. Chalamet. Timothy wow. Chalamet wishes he had the swag that Shia LaBeouf has.
Are you kidding me, Jack? What? Right as you said Shia LaBeouf, I was about to bring his ass up.
I'm telling you, you're having a weird day.
Deja vu. Well, I wanted to drop this bomb on you guys. I've been holding this till about the 50-minute mark. Who remembers Even Stevens? Are you guys raising your hands? I'm looking at the article.
Yeah. Oh, Nate raised his hand and I did like a motion.
Okay. Even Stevens, Disney Channel show. Shia LaBeouf got his start on Even Stevens, and his co-star and sister in the show was played by the wickedly talented and gorgeous Christy Carlson Romano. Now, she is kind of fading from the spotlight and she's grasping at straws to stay relevant. And here's what she has just said, according to Variety. Christy Carlson Romano says, Even Stevens co-star Shia LaBeouf doesn't deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore of Disney icons.
Okay.
Are you guys hearing what I'm putting down?
You're saying that Christy said that she doesn't like Shia LaBeouf?
She said he doesn't deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore of Disney icons.
Kirstie Solomon Romano, you are stuck in the Kia Asylum, girl, and it's showing.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
She's jealous, bro, of his breakdown, his mental breakdown. And
you got the binoculars on. You are looking out of the Kia Asylum window at a mentally unwell.
What's the Kia Asylum?
The Kia Asylum. Kia Asylum. This is a new online room that people who are washed up or who've never blown up get stuck in. You might not know what it is because, Eric, the three of us are in it. We are in the Kia Asylum.
I still don't understand this.
What is it? How do you spell it?
I'm so glad.
K-H-I-A.
Because I was like, what?
K-H-I-A?
Yeah.
K-H? What is this even phonetically mean?
It's a trending thing.
Metaphorical prison for pop stars who have lost mainstream popularity or flopped after initial success.
Oh, fuck.
So we're in the lobby. We're not We're in the fucking Kia rental car facility right now trying to get
it. We're waiting for
car.
That first pop so we can actually flop.
Right.
You know we're in Kia the fucking waiting room.
We wish we could be in the Kia Asylum.
Right.
The parking garage.
We're in the Wendy's Asylum.
But yeah. Christy Carlson Romano, you're in the Kia Asylum, sister.
You're jealous.
Christy Carlson Romano.
Romano.
Julia Italian. Louise Louis Dreyfus. Odessa Mariah Azayan.
Charlotte Webb.
The Giver.
And the Fantastic Webb.
Some
I need
pig.
A new book.
The Oscar goes to. You need a new
Some
book, Nate?
Pig.
Yeah, I need a new book badly because I fucking dominated my fucking Feast of Snakes.
I'm reading a good one. It's called Body and Soul by Frank Conroy.
Where soul meets body.
Well, imagine this. Have you ever been interested to see what a child piano prodigy's life would be like in the 1940s?
Yeah,
you telling me they could write a book about that?
Yeah, and it's really good, and I can't stop reading it.
Fuck. That's amazing.
Body and Soul.
My child is going to be a fucking piano prodigy.
Right. Even if they don't have it naturally, you're going to force that into them.
Oh, I'll fake it. I'll get one of those old-timey pianos that plays automatically and just let them sit there and think they're good. I want my kid to be gaslit and then never talk to me again.
Bro, you are amazing.
Nate, how many kids do you have?
How many kids?
How many kids do you have, Nate? Or do you have?
Why don't you just Google Nick Cannon real quick? That might give you a little hint as to where I'm heading.
Would we be considered older fathers if we had kids even right now? No, I think it'd be perfect age. No, and I think we're slowly slipping into being too old.
Yeah.
Fuck.
There's nothing wrong with geriatric pregnancies, as I am a son of one.
Well, right. I didn't mean to imply that.
How many baby mamas do you think we will have combined as a trio?
Combined, one. But it's all the same. Same one.
We're going to have one baby mama?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a funny idea. And then we see what's up. Yeah.
You know, that would be kind of fun.
Well, I think that we should do one where it's like all of our... We all get mixed together, you see what I'm saying? Into one, so it's one child, but it's all of us.
You want to put baby mama.
I don't want to get us all
into a NutriBullet and then send it off to the lab.
The NutriBullet incubator. Yeah.
Busting a NutriBullet at the same time while it's fucking go. Move. Protein powder.
This sucks, man.
Protein powder, collagen.
I hate this.
Put it in now.
Flaxseed.
Echinacea.
Chug it. No, wait.
You want to be a senior, right? Or no.
Chug it.
Throw up immediately.
Oh, well. We've come to the end of another just most excellent episode. I would like to say...
That was a tough episode for me, just wanted to
we didn't have much to go off of, you know.
We didn't really get into ours that much. Yes, we did.
What are you gonna say?
Well, we've just said it. That's what you've said.
You said all we can.
This is fucking hard, man. Showing up on Zoom is fucking hard.
Right.
It doesn't invite creativity or energy. I'll say it, man. I'm not afraid to expose that about myself.
But and yet we still bring it at times throughout the episode.
What we're doing.
Yeah, there's dips.
Bro.
But then, yeah, there's moments where it's like, these guys are fucking cooking. Well, maybe they're not fucking idiots.
Altitude training, man.
Uh-huh.
Because when we get in person, all of a sudden it's like,
uh-huh.
Dude, right, yeah. Right. It's like, oh my God, getting your braces off or something.
Now, let me ask you this. Jack, what are you having for lunch?
That's not what I thought you'd say. Well, yeah, I'm fucking starving. So
what will it be? You have so many options. You live in New York City.
Groceries. I'm going to eat groceries. I'm going to put berries into a bowl with yogurt and water and protein powder and chia seeds and flax seeds. I'm going to mix that shit up and I'm going to eat that shit. And then maybe I'll have some chicken.
Hey now.
Hey, brother.
Hey now.
What's happening?
Lunch?
Wait, Eric,
are you asking for my...
This is the wrong question.
Let me just say this. In about an hour, I'm going to be at Addison and Southport in Chicago.
Wow. Come again.
Wow.
So where should I go for lunch? In
Giordano's. Giordano's.
No, dude. Addison and Southport, you could go to Dairy Queen. You could go to Potbelly's. You could go to the Noodles and Company. You could go to...
Oh, Noodles and Company.
Pizza. There is a little brick oven coal fire pizza.
What are you doing at Addison and Southport, man?
None of your fucking business.
Holy shit.
You should just go to Evanston and tour the campus and just sit and be around the books.
I'll go to the Baha'i.
I'm going to the music box to see the Hail Mary Project.
Hey now.
Eric. What's this new catchphrase? Hey
Hey, actually, now. From the Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey now.
But hey, it's pretty. Now. It's pretty.
That is giving me "Oh yeah" vibes. Where you're just gonna be saying that? Yeah. Like,
hey now.
Hey so, now.
Oh, I just also want to say, Nate. I want to be real with this warning. Stay away from the Baha'i faith, because once that shit gets you, its claws into you, it's not gonna let you go. Be careful.
That could, okay. I could so easily be sucked into that.
Like, I know.
I've been to the Baha'i temple, and I was like,
I know, it's beautiful, but it's, like, it's deceptive.
I kind of get this.
Nate, why don't we just start with you? What brought you joy, man?
Yes, yes, thank God. What there's many things. I'm just gonna say I found a Starbucks gift card in my backpack, and I have had it for at least 6 months probably, and I was like, every time I look at it, I'm like, this is just an old card that I just haven't thrown away. And then I went to Starbucks and I was like, let me just see, like, is there, I went to the barista and I was like, there's probably nothing on this, but like, just let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Boop. $25 on there.
Hey now.
That's
amazing. Hey now.
That's amazing.
Hey now.
Hey
now.
Hey.
Yeah, so
what did you get? A coconut misto, America, coconut misto.
I got a coffee. I got a fucking. I just got a coffee. I didn't get anything extra. But
just a coffee. Hey,
I've been running that shit up for the last couple of days. Let's just say that.
Oh fuck yeah! Fuck,
I've been putting the Target fucking Starbucks employees to work.
You're going to the Target? Are you right by a Target?
Yeah. Uh huh. They know incredible. Me by the first name basis, man.
Really?
Dude, you wouldn't.
No.
Well, but they call it out, I bet. If you give it to them.
Don't you love this, though, with the Starbucks when they draw, when they write on it? Enjoy.
Well, some of them don't have the best handwriting. That one, yeah, that would be like my handwriting.
That's all right.
That really makes a difference for me, honestly.
Yeah.
Jack. You know what? Jack, what's your joy? Jack, what's your joy? Leave me alone.
Now.
Okay, here's what gives me joy. Dude, so I'm waking up, it's Saturday morning. Why don't we do this? Let's have a 90s morning. I make some toast, get cartoons. Smelling toast. Then I put on a 3 hour long YouTube stream of 90s Nickelodeon. And I'm watching Legends of the Hidden Temple. And let me tell you something.
I saw that on your story.
I have to show it to the people.
It's so funny.
This motherfucker can't read. Look at him.
Hit the gong. The first four teams to make their way across and to hit the gong will go on to the next round. Next, you'll climb back down and drop the brick into this basket. Then you'll climb back up and grab another brick. The first team to get 6 bricks is the team with the most... City. It was quite a job, and as you'll see in a minute, over here we have a hill leading up to the city of Troy and 2 Trojan horses.
That is funny.
He gets about a minute and a half.
Extra life, but if you're caught without a pendant, he'll take you out of the temple, and then it'll be Sean's turn to try.
They have no idea. They're all confused. They can't understand him.
He's trying to say, is the other half of the pendant.
It's so long, these fucking rules. And then nobody has. It's just
Jack,
like
Jack,
complete
that's
and
the
utter
sketch.
Chaos.
That's the fucking Jack. When you go back, who's hosting? When you go back,
Eric, watch your mouth, man. Let's just say that one's being saved for Bensinger Industries. Okay.
Oh, you're gonna keep that for some while.
I'm gonna keep that one.
Yeah,
I don't
keep
trust
that
in the hands of the corporation.
Right, of course.
How an idea that tainted. Powerful.
My joy. Evil. Is simple. Playing marathon with my friend Nick. We played last night and with his girlfriend Lily. And it was really quite fun. And I would implore you guys to get this game. I feel like it's really fun.
I have a question. Question, please. Yeah. Question.
What?
Is this a game where you are getting sort of, I forget the game I was playing, but it's, you said it's extraction. Arc Raiders. So yes, Arc Raiders.
It's kind of like, it's exactly like Arc Raiders.
So you kind of build up your arsenal. Yeah. Like you come back with weapons and then you build them up. Okay.
Yeah.
But with the Halo team behind it. Interesting. With
the
Halo.
Well, wow. I just love the design, the colors and the sounds and the
Let's play. Cool.
Let's play. Let's play.
Let's play.
Get awesome. It. Get it, Jack.
Hey now.
All right, guys. That's another Joy Tactics. Thanks for tuning in.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Have a good hour.
Talk soon. Goodbye.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.